Hare Krishna. I will just talk very briefly. The subject matter is the secret for advancing in Krishna consciousness. There is a very interesting identification of the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Garuda Purana, it says, amongst all the Puranas, the Bhagavatam is most special. And it says, in the Bhagavatam, in the sixth canto, we find the story of Chitraketu and his deliverance from this world. So the Garuda Purana says, the Bhagavad Purana is so special because it contains this particular story. Jiva Goswami comments on this and tells us why it is so important to understand this particular story. The story of Chitraketu, in brief, is that he was a great king. He obtained by some blessings a son, which later died when he was still very young. And as he was grieving for the loss of his little boy, he received again the sadhu sangha of Narada Muni and Angira Muni, who helped him to overcome his grief by Atma Tattva, knowledge of the eternal self. A little later, Chitraketu came again into a very difficult situation. He actually was cursed by Mother Parvati to become a demon. First he lost his son and was grieving very severely. Then he lost his own position as a devotee by becoming a demon for some time, the great demon Vritasura. Still he maintained his Krishna consciousness. And his special Krishna consciousness, the speciality of his perfection of Krishna consciousness, shows really in the prayers which he says just before his death, just before he gets released from this world and goes back home, back to Godhead. These prayers of Maharaj Chitraketu, who is now in the unfortunate situation of being in a demoniac body, are containing a very powerful secret of Krishna consciousness. These prayers are the jewel, so to say, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, or let us more say, one of the exalted jewels of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I personally take great fascination with the story of Chitraketu, who became a demon, because I personally feel very, very much able to identify this with this situation. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I have been informed that I'm an eternal soul, a servant of Krishna, and I believe this very strongly. But I also have been taken birth in a family of Nazi criminals. Our families, German families, you know, were engaged in the greatest atrocities which you can imagine. My family was active in Poland and Russia, but what they did I will not tell you, because you would not be able to take your breakfast in peace. So yes, I have also taken a demoniac birth in this life, and I should not forget that. But there is such great hope in contemplating the fascinating story of Chitraketu, who took his birth as Vritasura, the great demon who devoured phalanxes or armies of soldiers. Just before Vritasura goes back to Godhead, he really opens his heart and gives us the secret of becoming Krishna conscious. And I believe this secret is very relevant for all of us. Let us quickly go back to Jayapataka Maharaja's presentation, where he spoke of the treasure house of mercy, which is open for everyone. And he said that this news is interesting only for those who are eager. Those who say, okay, the bank is open, but I will go to swim. They will not get the Lakshmi or the gold which is there in the bank. So those who are not eager to make spiritual advancement can not really take the benefit of Krishna consciousness. It will not really be there for them. In the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, it is possible to go back home, back to Godhead, into the kingdom of God. One should be fascinated by this information. I found out that 60% of the Hare Krishna movement is not fascinated by the treasures of this movement. They do so many other things. So many other things are of importance to them. But so rarely our devotees think about going back to home, back to Godhead. Oh no, Maharaj, I was also criticized by one of my disciples in a mild way. Oh, Sachinanda Swami, you always preach so spiritual. Talk more about how to become comfortable in the world, please. Yes, one of my older disciples told like this to me, and I said, no, I cannot, I have to talk about spiritual life. I get my prasadam because of this. I have to. It's also my conviction, and must be done. So this is what I believe is this eagerness. You will now hear a verse on eagerness which will make you shudder. In our seminar we have given this verse, but you will hear it again and with a little purport. Ajata pakshaiva mataram kagha stanyam. Ajata pakshaiva mataram kagha stanyam yatavatsatarakshudataha. Priyam priyeva vyusitam vishana manoravindaksha didikshate tvam. O lotus-eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look for their mother to return and feed them, as small calves tied with the ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Prabhupada says that a devotee yearns to associate personally with the Lord and render service unto him. So this yearning or eagerness or intense desire or longing or hankering after, or this demanding or this crying for. I could maybe give another list of synonyms. Is really the active force in your spiritual advancement. As soon as you lose this taste, as soon as you lose this desire, you know you are heading away from spiritual perfection into another direction. This intense eagerness is also the price to get Krishna consciousness. Now some pictures are given for us so that we can contemplate on this. Have you ever seen the little pitice? The little birds who wait for the mother? They yearn very intensely. You know, they have their mouth open like this, and you only see the mouth. It's a small bird, but he has a mouth like this. Have you seen in springtime? We humans can't open our mouth to such a way. And there is only one thought. I once went with my finger to the pitice, to the mouth, and he immediately went, and then he was frustrated. He spit out my finger, and I began to, well, I couldn't give him worms, we are vegetarians, but I thought, okay, he's not satisfied with anything else, not even with the finger of a Swami. He knew, he was focused. Another example of eagerness is the calf. I've seen this in Vrindavan once. I still remember the farmer's son was going with a cow in one direction, and the farmer went with a calf in another direction. I mean, they met. Here came the cow, this is the cow, and here came the calf. So it went like this, and the calf noticed, it's my mother, and there is milk available. And then the calf went like, wanted to go, but the farmer took the rope and pulled the cow away from the mother. You should have seen the calf. It was not actually accepting that now I cannot meet my mother and drink the milk. The calf went like with full strength. And I remember the farmer tried really to pull the calf back. But finally he noticed it was not possible. So he said to his boy that he should move in that direction with the cow, 10 meters before the calf, and in this way then the calf was easily following after the mother. This is, I thought when I was seeing this, I sat down and I had really deep philosophical thoughts. And I sat down, it was in the village on Govardhan's side. Now I have forgotten. This is Sankarshan Kund. It was near the Sankarshan Kund. I was really thinking, wow, so eager, this calf. We can learn from the calf so many things. The last example which is given for eagerness is the wife who longs for her husband who is for a long time absent. In India, ladies don't decorate themselves in the absence of their husband who is in a different town. They do not go out of the house, they stay there. And life becomes a little reduced for them. But when news comes that the husband has visited, they will dress themselves very nicely for the pleasure of the husband. They will cook some nice meals, and they will receive the husband ready to serve the husband in all ways. They know he's tired. They will most probably sit him down on the swing and swing him a little, so that he gets in good spirits again. So these are all different pictures which the Bhagavatam offers, pictures which come out of the heart of a devotee who is about to go back home, back to Godhead. These are pictures of eagerness, pictures of eagerness. Now the question is obviously, from where do we get this eagerness? We are so disturbed by eagerness for food or eagerness for whatever we have. How do we get this eagerness? I'm remembering at this time Gaur Govinda Maharaj, who gave such a wonderful example once. When he came back from Africa to Bhuvaneshwara, he was asked by his disciples, how do we get this eagerness for Krishna? And he made a classical Gaur Govinda Maharaj answer. If you know the emphasis in his presentation of Krishna consciousness, this will look very familiar, but I really think it works. He was asked this question by the Africans, and the Africans are not so intelligent for philosophy, they are not so familiar with the philosophy of Vaishnava. The Germans are also not familiar, and the Americans are also not. He wanted to say they were not so learned, his audience, in Vaishnava philosophy. He then gave them an example. He said, crying is learned in the association of someone who cries. When someone cries, then you come close to them and they really cry, they're really sad, you also start to cry. I was reminded of this scene in Orissa, when the girl leaves the family and goes to the village where her husband is. Her mother and father say goodbye and they cry. Oh, our girl, cry. Then the other villagers come. They see there's some solid crying going on. And they also go, Indian, very emotional, and boo, 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 they start. And others come, what's the matter? They see the crying, boo, boo, boo. They also cry. And crying is developed in association. So he said also this eagerness is developed in association. And I very much like to meditate on Srila Prabhupada in my life as being very eager, as chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with really heart and feelings. I like to remember Prabhupada when he said, our duty is to go back home. I like this manifestations of Srila Prabhupada's eagerness in his preaching Krishna consciousness as an offering of love. I also like to meditate how Prabhupada meant this ISKCON society as a loving offering to his Guru Maharaj, his constant. These are all pictures of eagerness which come to my mind, and when I remember Prabhupada like this, I develop also some eagerness, just like a person develops eagerness or the crying propensity in the association of others who cry. So if you wish to read these beautiful prayers, there are many more secrets in these prayers. You are advised to go to the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 11. The verse which we read this morning was 26, but there are very interesting verses which come before, which are very really the secret of Bhagavatam is explained there. As it should be done, in the middle of the book. In the middle of a spiritual book, you always find the key to the rest of it. For instance, in the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, verse 34 or so, you find the Manmana Bhava Matpakto Majajimang Namaskuru. And this verse is the key to the rest of the work, and it appears in the middle of the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. So these verses, 6th canto, chapter 11, and so on, are also in the middle of the whole work. And if you want to see this, understand the secret, you must read this and understand it, and you will be totally enlivened in your Krishna consciousness. I want to end here. I want to thank you very much for being so kind to come to this summer camp. Let us remember Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu's 30th year in traveling to Yugoslavia. Former Yugoslavia. He will celebrate it next year. And we are all invited, I understand, to come to Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu's celebration. he will most probably have a feast by chanting Hare Krishna in his own unique and very fascinating ways. So please let us all come. And yes, the organizers are requested. You have done a wonderful work, but if we can even move more into the forest and in solitude, you will have the organizational skills will reach their perfection. thank you very, very much. I wish you a nice breakfast now. And those who are getting initiated, you will take later. Don't forget, we would have a pen, I would write it down, but now you can write it down in your memory, 6th canto, 11th chapter, 26th verse and before. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Thai ki, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol!
Das kann mir eben so, weil das ist ja immer wieder in der Mitte. Das ist ein neues.